Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know XM joins us in the second 2 hours. And, of course, all the listeners out there. The toll-free number to join us. We're going to have open phones throughout this hour and a ton of breaking important news today from around the world. 800-259-9231. Monsanto has now had the Monsanto Protection Act written by them, signed by Obama. We're going to break that down. We're going to break down the latest geopolitical. And as the banks prepare to take even more money out of European people's bank accounts to pay foreign banks, just give them all their money. It's not even owed. So total criminality by the globalists, just all out in the open, about to get 100 times worse. We let it. That's all coming up. And the global homeland security systems have been set up to make sure that the transfer of your wealth and the bankruptcy by design of you and your family proceeds according to plan, that you don't struggle too much. Alrighty. I, for one, think we might want to raise the alarm bells and find our soul and our backbone again and reverse the criminal tide and continue the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny. Mikey in Chicago, you're on the air, Mikey. Hey, Mikey.
Alex? Yeah,
yes.
Alex?
Hey, come on down, Mikey.
Gold Coast, Chicago. You know I'm not living in a place a lot of people down in Texas would want to be at right now.
Well, I know we're on 1530 there, and a lot of great people in Chicago. I've been up there quite a few times, but it is sad that the criminal government is collapsing your society and will not prosecute murderers, and that the mafia likes it like that. They can kill anybody they want and get away with it now.
I have 15 questions. I know I can't get to them all, but I have three. Whatever happened to Justin in the first film?
Whatever happened to who?
Justin, the young boy that you kind of interrogated there in the school.
It wasn't a school. It was a college. You're talking about the UN
yes, sir,
program where they brainwashed the college and high school students, the Model UN. I don't know. I went to Model UN, covered it, woke the guy up about the tyranny of the UN, and I said, go fight for liberty. I would like to know what happened to him. That's an interesting question.
Okay, number two. When you first started this, Alex, back in early in your career, did your family or friends begin to disown you?
No, my family knew a lot of history, so they didn't think it was as bad as I thought. Some of my family knew more than I knew because they'd worked in government or they'd been in Vietnam or seen things. I mean, I had some family that said, boy, you're lucky you're not getting killed, but you're dead on with what you're saying. Stuff like that.
On GMO, sir,
mm-hmm.
There's a Robin O'Brien who wrote a book about unhealthy truth. Are you familiar with her?
Rings a little bit of a bell. I mean, well, we carry some of the best books on GMO at InfoWarsStore.com.
She has quite a testimonial in her book. It's called The Unhealthy Truth. I just thought I would recommend her.
Sounds good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Sounds good.
Some people I want to recommend to be on your show, maybe you tried to get them on, I'm not sure, is like Ross Perot and Louis Farrakhan. I think a lot of demonization goes out to Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, hey, guys, I'm going to say this right now. I want Ross Perot. I've said that before. Have we tried? I'm sure we have. I want Ross Perot. I want Louis Farrakhan. We tried. John Bowne talked to their people 2 weeks ago, and he said he's interested when he gets back from the Caribbean. Stay on it. And just send us emails of who you recommend. Absolutely, I want to get them on the show. I want to contact these congressmen. I want Chris, go after the congressmen that are saying they're going to start an investigation. There's another article out on today over the guns, over the bullets and guns and armored vehicles. Anything else, sir?
Like this? No, okay.
Yeah. No, see, people. I think people are losing the skill. If you watch like Fox News or CNN, people talk back and forth. But nowadays, I notice people, if they do talk, they kind of talk for like 5 minutes, and then you're supposed to talk. We're like going back and forth, bro. Go ahead.
As far as guns, I always thought it was a good idea for all our society in America to keep our guns because I don't hear people bringing it up a lot, but it just seems like if we're ever invaded, here we are, the farmers, the citizens. I mean, that's a deterrent.
No, you're right, brother. It's a great point. God bless you. No, it's good that only the government have the guns, and that was like Nazi Germany. That's a good idea. You're actually wrong.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Well, my goal is to come crashing into your little world. Because the globalists, the technocrats, the social engineers, the mind warfare experts want you in a little world. They want you to not realize your destiny. They don't want you to realize how powerful and how beautiful and how good you are. The fact that you can paint, the fact that you can love, the fact that you can help others, the fact that you can recognize the beauty of the full moon last night with the clouds and the smell of spring, the fact that you can build is beautiful. Madison Avenue tells you you're ugly, tells you you're stunted, tells you you're bad, so they can sell you their fraud and sell you their lie. They want you psychically and spiritually crippled so that they can sell you the prosthesis by which they enslave you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is teleprompter-free radio and TV. We're streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to get into huge amounts of news, but I said I want to go through a lot of phone calls. We're going to go to those first, then get into Monsanto and the Monsanto Protection Act that Obama has signed, the huge military police state world news, more bank runs, more money to be taken out of people's accounts, panic in Cyprus, the globalist precedent to take our money, the New World Order, eugenics, design, Agenda 21. We're going to break it all down. We're now into hour number two. Let's go to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Dean in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Alex, man, we got chemtrailed like crazy this morning in Oklahoma. Bad.
Yeah, but for those that don't know, Obama and his science czar and Al Gore and all of them, but Al Gore says the program's crazy. Can you guys cue up Al Gore says chemtrails? I think the quote's crazy from like a month ago. We played it. They are and have been since the guy got a Nobel Prize in 1992. You can pull it up. We've got a whole file on it. I started making a film on it. It was so big, never got to it. That's something that's going to come out in the future. One of the projects that's waiting there, derelict, just to have the infrastructure and crew and energy to do it. The whole chemtrail geoengineering terraforming operation has been going on with electromagnetic antennas, with spraying, and it's all admitted at universities in tens of thousands of documents, Department of Energy, aerosol, weather modification, all admitted, but we use the word chemtrail back when they denied it, and so still none of the public even knows it's real, and it's a conspiracy theory, just like the 2 billion bullets is a conspiracy theory, just like the armored vehicles are a conspiracy theory, just like world government's a conspiracy theory, as it's announced by the G20 3 years ago that world government is now official under SDRs with a $100 trillion every decade global tax to be paid to them, and Al Gore says there is no carbon tax, but he officially called for it last week while saying it didn't exist in a psych warfare program. If you pull up AlGore.com or org or whatever it is, with his open call, and they did find the video from Ellen DeGeneres as well, where he said it admitted the program, and he disagrees with it. Bill Gates, of course, is running the program. He gets paid taxpayer money to chemtrail you. Don't believe that? Just look it up. I'm sorry. Sir, you mentioned chemtrails. I'm going to give people a data factoid salvo. Go ahead.
Well, now there's four lines over me. There's just new four lines now. And they're spreading out to make this cloud sheen that's covering the whole state now. It's just
I got home last night at about 10:30. Picked Dave Mustaine, his wife and family up at the airport. They're staying out at the house. And he might be on the show. Maybe he's here doing some other stuff with me. But he says he wants to do an interview, so we'll see what happens. I'm not going to push him to do it. We may do some shooting or something. I'm not sure. But Dave's out here staying with me till Monday. Of course, Megadeth and Metallica, not name dropping, just letting folks know he may be coming on the show. When he comes to town, you know, we hang out, a really smart guy, and his new album's coming up. But the point is that I walked out last night. Like, I got home at like 10 o'clock, and then I was walking back outside with the dogs, and I looked up, and it was solid chemtrails, solid aerosol, didn't dissipate. An hour later, it was there. You could see it misting and forming all the clouds with the moon. So it was pretty spectacular. But, hey, it's all right. It's an admitted program. It's killing the soil and killing microbes that are healthy, and that's okay because it doesn't exist. Everything's fine. Eat some GMO, get brain cancer, and give the earth over to the globalist.
Well, Alex, I appreciate you. You're a true patriot, man.
I'm just trying to survive, brother. You know, I always say, don't thank me. I just want a future. Again, thank you. God bless you for listening and being involved, sir. It's so humbling. I appreciate your call. I was driving back in from the airport out to where I live out in the countryside, pulled into this little barbecue place right as it was closing, but they let us come in. There was one family in there. They were all listeners. And, in fact, the fellow said he sent us an article a while back we didn't post. And I'd met the guy before. He put some phone lines in out at my house. And so I forgot to tell Rob to look for his article. It was on the philosopher Hegel, The Theory of Movement, I think is the headline. He said he'd send it again last night. And if it's a good article, the guy seems smart. I talked to him about 10 minutes. Anyways, I'm going in there to talk to them, and he had that info. It's just so humbling to run into people that are so awake out there. Why did I start telling the barbecue story? Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's talk to Raymond in Miami, Florida. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? First time caller, long time listener. Right.
Welcome.
Rima, you know, how do they refer to it as? Rima, FEMA Region 4?
Yes, you're calling in from FEMA Region 4, formerly of the United States. Yes, foreign banker, OECD, UN, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, XM, Securitized Conquered Region.
Yes, sir, absolutely. But I'm calling on behalf of all patriots, all true soldiers and representatives of this free nation, this republic that was founded by great people who believed in freedom, free markets, and the opportunity for everyone to have a good future. I'm calling on behalf of all those who are aware and awake to what's going on by these globalist so-called elites. I don't even refer to them as elites, because that gives them a pedestal that they haven't deserved.
No, I refer to them as pig demons.
Yeah, I refer to them as scum. You know, the words that I refer to them as, I really can't say, because I know you have, you know, rules.
What they are, sir, is what Bob Marley called them. They are the Babylon. They are the vampires of Babylon.
Absolutely, I definitely agree.
They are psychic vampires and physical vampires. They don't grow fang teeth, and they don't burn up in the sunshine. I mean, these people are vampires, though. All the legends are just a manifestation of what they really are.
Yes, sir. They are energy vampires. They are sucking.
Look, the legends in every culture are the rich guys live in a castle and grab our kids at night and eat them. And then Bram Stoker called it, you know, Dracula and put it into that composite of but people just said they're basically don't get near the castle, don't live near the castle, and hide at night because they come to eat you. And that's psychopaths. The elite like to kill people. They like to kill kids. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'd like everybody to know that I'm the father of a 9-month-old, unvaccinated, very beautiful, very healthy baby girl. And if anyone really wants to know what's going on in the world and really wants to be aware, this man you are listening to is on the frontier. He's on the front lines. Whether you agree with everything he does or says or not is irrelevant, because you'll never agree with everyone on everything. But if you do the research and actually go find out if these dots are connected that this man has been telling us for over 15 years, then you will see that everything is correct, and all we need to do is join forces. Everyone who believes in humanity and love and respect and freedom for every human being on the planet, please combine your forces. Please, everyone come together and join this network of human beings who are
absolutely
trying to...
And we've all got to pray to God to make us, you know, stronger and during this time, because this is going to be a great challenge.
And the main last thing I wanted to say is, everyone, please be aware of another false flag attack. They are demonizing patriots. They're demonizing anyone who believes in freedom, whether it's gun rights, freedom of speech, or anything else. Please be aware.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God bless you, sir. And by the way, I just realized, I used to look at this camera mainly, but I like sitting here looking at this camera. The clock is over there. Can we move it? Because I can't really see this one down in the dark. Can we move that clock over there? Because I've seen on YouTube, why is Alex always looking over to his right? Is somebody telling him something? No, I'm looking at the clock. Maybe you guys can aim the document cam over there so they can see I'm looking at the clock. And it's always distracting me having to look over at the clock, and then it becomes a whole new conspiracy theory that the Illuminati's over there giving me orders. Man, sometimes I wish I was being given orders. I tell you what, being in charge of things is a mighty, mighty responsibility. It was great hearing from that gentleman. You can just feel the love in his heart, the sense of justice, and just the hope of goodness. But then the world's so evil, you end up wanting to use the corrupt tactics to beat it, but then you just become it. And, you know, I think our main mission is just to get people to realize how serious this New World Order is and understand that none of us are coming out of this. I mean, this thing has come to kill everybody. And a lot of you, you know, want to get into death and wear a bunch of skulls and feel all powerful and because really you're afraid of it. It's kind of like a Stockholm syndrome to the devil. The ultimate Stockholm syndrome. Satanic Stockholm syndrome. So many people I've discovered who are into darkness and manipulating people from a dark perspective are actually very, very weak, scared people. And they're so scared of darkness and death, and they're so weak that they, like moths to the black flame of Satan, think they're going to get power out of it. And they are just incredibly weak. And in the past, I had an instinct to want to, you know, chop them up, you know, basically. But that's not my instinct now. I believe even most of them can be reached. It's not very many, but the very high priest of the New World Order who are really totally committed to this. And they themselves are not really Satanists. They're Luciferians and believe they're going to become God after they merge with the machines. And there's another camp that believes they're going to merge with a genetic template. There's two branches of the New World Order trying to achieve technocratic godhood.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change him, he will. Oh, man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon.
That's the question.
Now there's a woman on my block.
Can we?
She'll just sit there.
Not destroy ourselves. Yeah, the government says they're above the law.
Now they take him and they teach him and they groom him for life.
And they tell us that
on a pathway.
They're above the law, but we shouldn't be able to have guns or private property or raise our children. It's just all ridiculous how much we put up with by increments. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Illinois. The big news breakdown coming up after I go through this next battery of calls. Bill, you're on the air. You're watching via PrisonPlanet.tv. Go ahead.
Hey, first-time caller. I have some weird stuff going on in my life. I ended up... I don't know if you get talk about electronic harassment or gang stalking or that kind of thing when maybe you pissed off someone politically. But I was being a little outspoken about, you know, Patriot Act and NDAA and some stuff I didn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting drugged. Some weird stuff happened in my area, and some stuff was stolen from my house, possibly to blackmail me with, and I have every reason to believe that the government's behind it, but I can't.
Well, look, I mean, let me explain what's going on here. There are a lot of drugs in the food and the water and the culture. The culture's in crisis. There's general mind control going on. There's general evil. Society is degenerating. That's why the whole world is full of ruins of civilizations that existed and fell apart. Because people become lazy, they become delusional, they become paranoid. And it doesn't mean that there isn't real forces going on. Your iPhone spying on you, your computer spying on you. But no one's ever worried about that. They're always worried, you know, that people are looking at them. And then a lot of it is if you're looking paranoid in front of the cops, they're all going to mess with you. If you're looking paranoid in front of people in businesses, they're going to come up and mess with you. And then you're going to think everyone is after you. But if you are in a super good mood and super happy and telling jokes and stuff and you're not married, you're going to have women coming up to you. So much of it is how you act and what you expect. Now, there are cases where, let's say, you catch police stealing drugs in your area. They'll start pulling you over all the time. They'll plant drugs on you and put you in jail. I've seen that happen with people. I grew up in Dallas and watched that go on. So there are times, you know, if you're pretty prominent, you can get messed with. They messed with Hemingway because he was starting to lean towards communist. He wasn't a bad guy. He was misguided, but also very smart. So they did mess with him and then got people to say he was crazy and then committed him and electroshocked him basically till they did fry his brain. And later it came out it was a COINTELPRO PSYOP. But I don't think you're Ernest Hemingway.
No, I'm not Ernest Hemingway.
See, I've had him with me call up and say, we're going to kill you and your family, and you were just talking about this. And I go, well, that's in God's hand, and that's a psyop back on them because I'm committed. I'm like a kamikaze in the info war. Okay, all that does is give me more energy. Okay, so they tried psyops with me. I'm not Ernest Hemingway. Okay, so what I'm telling you is, sir, because the atmosphere is so crazy, there are a lot of people that were already borderline schizophrenic that then get messed with or have a problem in their life, or there's just crime, or society's breaking down, and then you then think they're coming after you. They don't have the forces to do that. They try to announce they're spying on everybody to scare you in a panopticon psychology system. Look up panopticon, okay, to where you believe you're being watched all the time when you're really not. Now, they are watching all the time, but they can't access it even with supercomputers because a human has to interpret it. And what are they going to act against? We are the majority. So get past your fear. I'm going to tell you right now, sir, do you believe in God?
Off and on. Yeah,
just listen, yeah. Believe in God, believe in justice, okay? And ask God to give you protection, because believe me, it's real. Yeah. Ask God to show you your guardian angel. You have nothing to worry about, buddy. Even if they kill you, you are with...
Well, they threatened to.
Really, somebody's called them and said, I'm going to kill you. I can't hear you. Go ahead, sir. Talking to your telephone.
Sorry. Someone walked up to me, was following me around, just doing weird things, following me through a building.
Well, there are a lot of crazy people all over the place, sir. Society's breaking down. I mean, if you're walking around in somebody's yard, they're going to come out and ask what you're doing. Stop acting paranoid. See, people always accuse me of being paranoid. I'm the opposite. I know what's going on. I'm in their face. I'm walking around, no bodyguards, no nothing. I'm the opposite of that. I know what's going on. They use paranoia and intimidation to make us all scared. The wicked flee when none pursue. You're not wicked, my friend. Don't flee. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back.
Hey, you White House.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. Back weekends, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. All right, let me do this. The callers are all over the map. That's fine with me. But I do want to try to get to some of the news issues here. And when I say first-time callers, wide-open phones, any topic, it does take us in a wild-card direction. And so that's why I do it. But I just want to keep each caller at about a minute and a half now. I'll take five or six more, and then I've got to get into all the economic news, the police state news, the Monsanto Protection Act that Obama has signed. That's up at InfoWars.com. With Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, breaking that down. We're going to be going over all things. Let's get Mike Adams on the next few days, either via Skype or in studio, if he can do it, to break down this bill. I've gone over it, but I want to talk about how big this is. Just amazing. Just absolutely amazing when I get into that. But right now, let's go to Roger in Nevada. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, Alex, I'm a first-time caller. I just want to say you're a true American patriot, and I like the way you do your program also. It's an honor and privilege to be on the air with
Please,
you.
Please don't thank me from the Silver State, brother.
Well, I always want to compliment you because I've been listening to you for the last 3 months, and I learn a lot from you, and what I do is I take that out, and I fight the spiritual warfare like with you. I fight the Noble Order crowd like what you do. I'm standing right beside you. I want to let you know that.
Thank you.
And I learned a lot from yesterday's program about the Catholic Church are trying to disarm America, and also Franklin Graham, you know.
There needs to be major pushback to Franklin Graham, the Southern Baptist Convention, the official Catholic Church newspaper saying, repeal the Second Amendment, take all the guns. I mean, man, I mean, that is, and remember, the Vatican's its own country. That's a foreign country. And again, I don't have some thing against Catholics. Everybody knows that. I'm trying to bring everybody together, but that's, they got something. The new Pope wants a carbon tax. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to pay Al Gore money because the pontiff says so. I mean, it's incredible.
Absolutely, yeah. Like it says in the Bible, there'll be a lot of false prophets rising out of the church age in the last days, and I was just going like, wow. And so I tell people about it, get people informed. But like it says, it's ironing, sharpening iron, brother. And I'm telling you, I'm right with you. And it's like I said, it's an honor and privilege to be on the air with you. And I just want to tell you, keep up the good work. Tell your whole staff they're doing a good job. And also, I'd like to have you come out here and do a conference. And I'd also like to work with the staff, have you come out here and do one.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Corey in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I appreciate you taking the time to take my call.
Please don't thank me. I'm not an egomaniac, narcissist. You don't need to thank me for taking your call. And I know you've got to beg screeners, beg the host with all the other shows, not mine. I appreciate you loving liberty. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I'm fighting for liberty, brother. I plugged in this event. It's going to be a huge event. We got 14 speakers. It's out at the Quick Trip Ballpark in Arlington, or actually Grand Prairie, Texas. It's not this Saturday, but next. We got Kathy Glass, David Simpson, Jay Stang from Oath Keepers, Terry Hall, Frank Kuchar, a list of liberty lovers.
Sure, just tell me the name of the event. What is it?
It's called Standing Together for Liberty.
And then how do you find details?
You can go on Facebook if you like. I've emailed y'all's staff a couple times. It's Saturday, April 6th at the Quick Trip Ballpark.
Absolutely. Well, listen, good to hear from you. What people should do is, everyone in the country should be looking for liberty events in their area. And it's up at the Daily Poll, so we just linked to that right there for everybody. It's impossible for us, though we do plug a lot of stuff for people, to sit there and promote the thousands of events going on every week. But everyone should just be looking for other liberty lovers in their area. Okay, let's go to Alex in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Alex? My name's also Alex. Great name. Means defender of mankind. I don't know if you knew that.
Sure, I know what my name means. Sure, thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Chirac. That's what the police here call Chicago nowadays, Chirac. So I was calling. I'm pretty familiar with all this type of black ops and psyop stuff. I want to ask you, though, how deep does the rabbit hole really go?
How deep does the rabbit hole go in what respect?
Like, tell me some stuff from the bottom of the rabbit hole. I know you get out there sometimes with alien stuff and supernatural stuff and religious stuff. Tell me some really out there stuff.
Well, you know the Fleetwood Mac song? I forget the name of it, where she goes, oh, here it comes again, the crystal vision. I keep my visions to myself. I can't get people to admit that there's 2 billion bullets they bought, that we're going into a classic police state, that they're spying on us without warrants, when it's all admitted.
Mm-hmm.
That our government's running Al-Qaeda publicly worldwide, and they admit it and put out white papers at the Council on Foreign Relations, our real government, corporate government, saying, we need Al-Qaeda. That's a quote 4 months ago in their white paper, admitting they run it. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. So We're on a planet two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy with hundreds of billions of photographed galaxies, and now hundreds of billions past those, and they're now finding clusters of hundreds of billions of galaxies past those where there's hundreds of billions of hundreds of billions of hundreds of billions of whole clusters of galaxies. And so we're here able to consciously recognize this, able to consciously build technology that can see this, and we're able to, the most important thing we can do is recognize wholesomeness and recognize beauty and recognize the beauty of the sound of the sea. That is the connection to the universe. That is the beginning of understanding what our true potential is that we are sentient, conscious beings with souls who can commune with God, and the evidence of God is in the firmament. It is in the stars. Okay? Now, I'm not trying to get religious here, folks, but people need to understand. Transcend the New World Order. Transcend it. Okay? There is and are dark entities in the universe. That's undoubtable. There are forces of darkness that loved ugly things and love piles of dead children and rotten meat and planets that are dead and darkness. Okay? And then we don't like that. Okay? You can say whatever you want. It's there. Okay? Looking at us. We want to go with the regenerative life. Okay, and if you look at the New World Order, what flows out of it? How it loves us, how it loves life, how it's sweet, how it's cute. But it's pure lies, pure deception, pure death. So at the bottom of the rabbit hole is death and the end of life and darkness forever. Absolute zero. The center of hell is frozen. It's frozen in Dante's Inferno, but I don't need to read Dante's Inferno. My soul, looking out into studying evil and studying good, it is absolute zero. It is devoid of heat, of life, of everything. Okay, that's the bottom of the rabbit hole. Absolute raw power against creation, against God. The devil hates life. All those that hate me love death, Christ said. All those that hate me love death. All those that hate me love death. That's it. Death. Death is at the bottom. I appreciate your call. Any other questions?
Yeah, I was wondering if you think that this whole technology aspect of how, you know, the governments are using technology to now kind of encapsulate and control people, do you think in the future that that technology, the same technology, is going to backfire, such as, you know...
It's already backfiring. They don't care. I mean, in their literature, I have quotes of these top technocracy people, you know, EU advisors, you name it, saying we'll probably blow the earth up in our source of you know, to go on willing and to go on dominating, and then say, you know, that's basically us just merging with power. And Lenin dreamed of, like, blowing up the earth and blowing up the solar system, and he'd blow up the universe and blow up God if he could. It's just like, I'm a moth in the flame. Oh, Satan, I love you. I mean, it's just pathetic because they hate the creation force. I mean, those of us that love it absolutely love it. And just is like, it's such a blessing. It's so good. It's so deep. It's so fathomless and incredible. But to these people, to these creatures, I appreciate your call. You know what's at the rabbit hole? At the bottom of the rabbit hole, right before you hit the bottom and total implosion and mass death, you see what you see in Japan. It's now taken over the whole culture. Bloomberg reported last year. I already knew about this, never talked about it, but since it's in Bloomberg, I'll talk about it. The number one seller in the country, outside of baby diapers, it surpassed that, is adult diapers. Not for an aging population. Japanese are always into cleanliness and the cleanest people in the world. They like to desecrate themselves and poop in their pants. And in vending machines everywhere, I was talking to Mankow about this. He goes to Japan twice a year, you know, for shows and things he does. And there's vending machines everywhere with I mean, if you've got kids listening, don't have them listen right now, with underwear with full loads in them. You know, that's a baked potato fully loaded. And with a picture of the woman who did it. And supplanting the major bars everywhere, it will soon be the dominant bar, is bars where you go in and people defecate on you. Now, that happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. It happened everywhere else. When you get to that point, the next point is mass human sacrifice, burning cities and total Satan worship. And then plagues and disease and everyone just stumbling around, drinking blood. I mean, it's that's why everybody's into zombies now. And that's why, because you know that's next, okay? And it's happened hundreds of times in history. And now poop bars are all over the United States and eating poop, and you're not trendy if you don't do it, and you're hurting people's civil rights. And HIV and AIDS is just exploding. And if you say, you know, that's really bad for the, quote, gay community, that's a destructive lifestyle, they say, oh, you're just against me. Oh, yeah, and I'm really shocked by the fact that you like the same sex. Oh, I can't handle it because I'm such a square. Oh, yeah. No, I care about you, and that you judge a tree by its fruits. That is destructive. And heterosexuals are doing all that stuff, too. I mean, this is, and I hate to talk about stuff like that, but you ask what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole. You fall all the way down the pit, and it's at the bottom, it for the general public, it's desecrating themselves and hurting their bodies and jabbing things through themselves, and that, you know, that's what happened in every culture. You know, Moses comes down from the mountain, everybody's dancing around, cutting themselves and killing little kids and everything. I mean, you know, it's the same deal. He's gone a couple days, comes back down, they're all devil worshiping. Okay? I mean, you know, that's what goes on. That's what happens. That's where it goes. That's where it leads. You ask, where does the rabbit hole lead? It leads to human sacrifice, torture of children, genetic engineering monsters, babies being added to Pepsi as flavoring, and it's just not even news. Like, yeah, okay, big deal. Yeah, so you're wrong. It's cool to drink babies. It's cool that women go into the doctors and have melted down dead Chinese babies injected into their lips and suicide nets and mass Satanism. And you think by getting into it and agreeing with it, yeah, we're sick, yeah, so what? You think you've got, like, power over it now, and you just let that spiritual hand reach right out and wrap around you, and it's just taking you right toward its mouth. Oh, yeah. And then it itself, a bigger demon, just reaches down and grabs it. Just bites right in. And that's what it's all about. Two globalists all hooked up with fake copies of themselves online in the big mega frames that aren't even real. Delusions of themselves that they're eternal when all they've done is given up their humanity and their soul and spirit. Two global technocracies, you know, two entities, two humanoids at the end of it, jacketed into giant technological systems with giant robot wars with each other, trying to defeat the other to be the one prime entity. That's at the bottom of the rabbit hole. It'll never get there because God will intervene before that. But not before you've seen where technocracy leads you. Not before you've seen absolute hell on earth. Not before you've begged. And the whole world's had an example of what all this does. Then humanity goes forward. That's what you get when you ask where the rabbit hole ends. Oh, my gosh. John the Revelator marveled at the beast. He marveled. Marvel, in that translation, means just the mouth hanging open. Imagine somebody 2,000 years ago, what we now see unfolding, being beamed into their head. Here, so people have a warning. This is what's going to happen. Can you imagine seeing all this and what's going to happen and just rolling around on the ground for days, like John did? Is it just all beamed right into his brain? Let's go ahead and take another phone call. Jason in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, man, here last Saturday, me and my wife got arrested. We were shooting on farmland, and next thing you know, these bunch of sheriffs, the SWAT team pulled out up on us at like 11 o'clock at night.
What were you doing?
And shooting guns.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. The phone popped. Oh, no, no, no. Nowadays, if you're even on your own land in Montana, the cops show up. Guns are evil. They're going to teach you they're dirty and bad. So what happened? There's a purge. Homeland Security now admits they're aimed at gun owners. Homeland Security's not for Al-Qaeda. It's for you. Go ahead.
They're sitting there saying that we can't wait till something happens so we can repossess these guns. And I was like, man, what smart attitude, you know?
So you're in West Virginia. The cops show up. I mean, how big's the property? Where are you at?
We're on 20 acres.
Okay, and I mean, did your neighbors complain? What's going on?
Well, I don't know what happened. They never explained anything to
us. I mean, you were safely shooting at a shooting range, a berm. I mean, what was going on?
We were shooting at hay bales.
Yeah, listen, everybody I know out in the countryside where there's like 200-acre ranchettes, 20-acre, 5-acre, you know, I've got less than 10 acres, little bitty thing. I mean, the neighbors are all, I've talked to the neighbors, the cops come now. When people shoot on 100 acres, because they've now built you know, miles away some neighborhoods, and the cops come in Texas and act like on the 100-acre, you know, your own land, and my neighbors have got like a berm and hay bales, and family comes and shoots. I talked to the other neighbor, who's actually a famous guy, and they've had trouble, and it's just bizarre. But it's not bizarre. They are teaching us that we're bad. Go ahead.
What I need to do, do you think I should get most of my guns out of my house and put them somewhere? Because I'm afraid they're going to come raid my house.
Well, listen, here's the deal. Let me think for a minute because I'm trying to give you this answer here because I don't know all your particulars. Here's the issue. If the cops had to show up because people were scared and called them because they think gunfire is illegal, just like people call cops on you if you have a gun case in your house in Texas. I mean, you know, you wonder why you get a SWAT team, right? The cable guy saw you had a AR-15, and so they SWAT team you. It's a legal AR-15. You're going to jail. They don't care. They'll find something. I see arrests in the news every day for what they call arsenals that are like, he had 20 guns. Totally legal. Veteran, go to jail. I mean, they take people's kids for not taking shots. There's no law. They don't care. They got a family court that'll have that kid getting raped in a pedophile den by, you know, the next day. I mean, you know, they're here to hurt America. They're here to kill you and your family. They're here to inject vaccines in you and kill your baby and then arrest you when they kill your baby. Even if the baby has a convulsion in the hospital, they're going to put you in jail. Because that's, they like it. Now, the others are just mindless idiots who don't even know and notice they're part of this. But you've got the evil ones there running the team under them, know full well what they're doing. So when we come back, I got to talk to you. Then I'll get to the news. Because you're sitting there talking about something very, very important here. The cops, what they said, it's that they were...
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another
I liken it to this. It's like knowing people are breaking in your neighbor's house. And you run up and they're banging on their front door saying, I see people breaking in the back. And your neighbor's like, what are you so upset about? I can't help get wound up here on air because I'm here warning millions of people about what's going on. And it sounds crazy to say that they're killing kids all over America right now, post-abortion, you know, one-year-olds, two-year-olds with vaccines, but they kill a lot of them. They don't just brain damage them. And then they're going to put you in jail when they do the autopsy and your kid's got blood on the brain. And by the way, those doctors see that stuff all the time. Those coroners, they know the vaccine killed them. They're going to put you in jail because that's how they keep their job. All cultures human sacrifice when they're under this spell. Every culture does it. Every culture does human sacrifice during this decline period, during this part of the cycle. And here they do it with abortion. And then now you hear about the bioethics boards all over the country, the death panels, saying, well, a homeless guy came in who had a heart attack, and we're not going to give him surgery. We're going to let him die. You see that in the news. And they're like, well, maybe that's a good thing. They're dehumanizing you. The state troopers started pulling women over, no evidence, no nothing, with dirty gloves going in their bodies. The head of the state police said, that's fine. That's our new policy. The grand jury said, the law says you can't do that. You're going to jail. They've indicted them. See, but they were like, hey, that's nothing wrong with that. And if we would have bought that PSYOP, what do you do past sticking your hand with the same glove in multiple people? Inside their bodies, you could see them with force. Raping a woman, two women on the side of the road, physically, with their hand. They talk like that. But see how they just, you know, the state police local captain and then the commander said, that's fine, I approve of that. And then it went up to the head of the state police and they said, oh, yeah, that's a good thing. We're going to do that to you now. And the public freaked out and said, you're not going to do that to us. We're going to resist. And they went, oh, we're going to indict them, right? But they'll be back. They'll be back. And again, it's not that the average state police are even bad. They're being ordered to do this. They're seeing what they'll do because they've now been federalized behind the scenes. Now, briefly, I want to finish your story. Then I'm going to cover news, and I'll go back to all the callers that are patiently holding. But, Jason, how did it end? I mean, the issue here isn't that cops came because neighbors were scared you were shooting guns on 20 acres in the country. The issue is that the cops said to you, we can't wait till something goes wrong with your guns. We're going to take them. I mean, imagine if you said, well, we can't wait till you do something wrong someday. We're going to take yours. He would have arrested you for a terroristic threat. So you were there being terrorized by these people. What else did they say to you? Tell me now.
They wanted to keep them for themselves. I mean, they can't wait till something happens because we're going to get them and we're going to keep them for ourselves. So I was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
What town do you live in?
Martinsburg.
Is Boss Hogg the mayor?
Yeah, right. I don't know what goes on around here, man. I try to keep them myself.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I would go in. I would go file a criminal complaint of a terroristic threat, and I'd do it with witnesses, and I would go hand flyers out all over town, and I'd call the local media and say, I mean, hey, give us your story. Give us their names. Give it to us. Take photos of what happened. Give it to us. We'll write a story about it, buddy. Give us the proof that police said we can't wait to take your guns, because I know that's the kind of stuff that bad ones do, and that's how you respond to them. They came after you because nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
I will assure you, if your granddaddy was the, I mean, they'd even know if your granddaddy had been county judge, and they'd been like, we're not going out there.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, what are you doing, working a backhoe or something while you're on the air?
I'm driving an 18-wheeler.
Hey, they got a computer that can do that. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to have the robot cars, they're going to say they're safer, and ban humans driving them. How's that sound? Sounds like we better realize who our enemy is. They're replacing humanity. They think they're getting us to replace ourselves. Wake up to the technocracy. Hour number three, your phone calls, massive news blitz, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
price.
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.